now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. Join the conversation by dialing me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, keep it down to 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. As is typical of a Football Friday, it's going to be wall-to-wall NFL. Lots of NFL talk. We'll recap the big Thursday night matchup between the Patriots and the Texans. We'll then roll into previewing all the Week 3 NFL Sunday action. And at the back end of the show, we'll give you a quick recap of the Thursday night college football matchup between Clemson and Georgia Tech. And we'll get into a rather unseemly story from the world of Major League Baseball. We're guest-free today, so it's just you and me for the entire 2 hours that make up a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And the NFL is going to be the primary focus with a couple of stories on the back end that we'll get to as we close out the show and close out the week. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour of the Attack, we're going to quickly tell you about the myriad of ways you could take Sports Byline on the go with you. Not the least of which is the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and go to our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio. They're downloadable to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Windows, be it Apple-based. Or you can simply go to iHeart.com or TuneIn.com. They both have a wealth of on-demand content and Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. All that on iHeart and TuneIn Radio. The Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, a great app as well. And the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where everybody can check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Attack. We'll kick off this Friday, Football Friday edition on the other side. I'm Joe Spano, no flipping.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
And the ball's on the ground. After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field has changed. We have a fumble and a clear recovery by number 30.
First and 15.
Keeping it. To the 10, to the end zone. The rookie takes it home for the touchdown.
First and 15.
It's intercepted as Collins has the football for New England.
They kick it short, force you to run it out and keep it short to the 25.
Again, Houston's fumble.
Already coughed it up once on a kick, returned it, set up the game's only touchdown. And I don't know why more teams haven't this season gone to this strategy. It's New England football. And it's first and goal. And it's blocked.
Ruling on the field, touchdown. Breaking it inside the 20 and all the way home for the touchdown.
Well, those are the highlights, or the lowlights, depending on which perspective you're looking at it from, of the New England Patriots 27-0 blanking of the Houston Texans from Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. Those highlights courtesy of CBS Sports and the NFL Network. Jim Nantz on the call. And these highlights really spotlight a dominant and amazing effort by the New England Patriots, and it's where we're going to start this Friday, Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, in watching this football game, and we talked about it a lot yesterday, if there was any coach and any coaching staff that could turn chicken you-know-what into chicken salad, it would be Josh McDaniel, Bill Belichick, and the rest of that New England Patriots staff. And that's exactly what they did in this one. I didn't think that the Patriots could actually beat the Texans in this matchup. I thought with that great coaching staff, but the limitations in place, no Gronk, or in this case, a non-factor Gronk, a rookie quarterback that you clearly have to hide, that there's no way that New England could win this game. Keep it close, yes. But there's no way they could win it. And not only did they win it, they dominated. 27-0. They blanked the Texans. And let's talk about a number of things here. We're going to talk about the brilliance of the coaching, and then we're going to move it on from there. Because really, this was amazing that the Pats were able to not only win this football game and steal this football game, but dominate it the way they did. When you consider that they were hiding their quarterback, their young rookie quarterback in Jacoby Brissett, a quarterback not yet ready to be behind center as a starting NFL quarterback on a week-in, week-out basis. That's the realities. As I've talked about yesterday, the other realities are that they love Jacoby Brissett, and they think he's probably going to be the future at the quarterback position for the New England Patriots when Tom Brady finally decides to ride off into the sunset. It's not going to be Jimmy Garoppolo, and a lot of that has to do with timeline factors. Garoppolo's going to be traded this offseason with Jacoby Brissett there as the backup quarterback, because he will be ready by that time, and he will be groomed as the heir apparent. That's just the way it's going to be, and I'm not going to rehash yesterday's discussion, but that's the way it's all going to shake out in New England in the future as it relates to their quarterback position. But the quarterback of the future is not necessarily the quarterback of the present. And in this game, you really saw that Jacoby Brissett, while highly thought of by Bill Belichick and the entire Patriots organization, they realize he's not ready to be a starting NFL quarterback and be on the field behind center in regular season NFL games. So what they really did is they did their very best to hide Jacoby Brissett. They did their very best to design a game plan that could play to the things that he can do right now on an NFL football field. And it was a brilliantly designed offensive game plan. They pulled out the jet sweeps, tight end around reverses, read options, speed keepers, quarterback traps, all kinds of plays that you see in either limited to a limited degree or you don't really see at all in the NFL games. Things you see a lot more often in today's brand of college football is what Bill Belichick brought to this offensive game plan. And it was executed perfectly by the Patriots. It was a far from explosive offense. But despite the fact that your quarterback only went 11 for 19 through the air for just 103 yards, rarely completing passes more than 10 yards in the air down the field, your quarterback kept plays alive with his legs, only getting sacked once for a loss of 6 yards, and he didn't turn over the football. And as the game rolled along, there was a physicality to the New England Patriots offensive line that you didn't see last year. And a physicality to the running style of LeGarrette Blount that's always there, that eventually broke this Houston Texans defense, as the passing yardage wasn't a lot. When you factor in the sack, only 97 yards through the air. But as they continue to take control of this game, they ended up rushing the ball 39 times for 185 yards and 3 touchdowns on the ground. LeGarrette Blount leading the way with 105 of those yards. Brissett chipping in with 48 on some key runs. Julian Edelman on a couple of jet sweeps, 3 for 14. Martellus Bennett, 1 for 6 on a tight end end-around reverse. So there were all kinds of wrinkles to this offense that put Jacoby Brissett in the best possible position to win this game. The fact that he didn't make any mistakes, the fact that the offensive line of the Patriots was more physical than it's been in a while, and eventually they ended up taking control of this football game and wearing down that Texans defense. And they put their stamp on this game with their offensive run game and their physicality. Again, a brilliant coaching design. You know, taking a quarterback that you're in essence hiding and getting something out of him offensively that he could do at this stage in his development. But as great as the coaching job was and as great as the game plan was, and as instrumental as it was in leading New England to victory, when you really look at this game, the difference in this game was the way New England executed and the way the Houston Texans didn't. Now, am I saying that Bill Belichick and his staff did not outcoach Bill O'Brien and his staff? No, that's not what I'm saying. It was clear that Bill Belichick and his staff substantially outcoached Bill O'Brien and his staff. And again, I'll go back to this. Despite the fact that you asked your quarterback to do very little through the air And really, in so many ways offensively, you hid your quarterback. You not only found a way to steal a game and win a game, you found a way to dominate a football game. And as important as this game plan and the coaching was to this, ultimately it came down to execution. The New England Patriots executed their game plan to perfection. They killed it in special teams. They did exactly what they were asked to do offensively. And that's why they won this game. The Houston Texans executed horribly, got killed on special teams. And to me, that ultimately boiled down to be the difference. And we'll get into that lack of execution up next here on The Attack. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. More of The Attack right after this.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You don't want to go to the chair, do you?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we're back with the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter, at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. Topic on the plate right now is the New England Patriots 27-0 blanking of the Houston Texans at Gillette Stadium. And you can weigh in with your thoughts on this, any side of the discussion you want to get into, all fair game at 800-878-PLAY, whether it be the brilliance of the game plan, whether it be the brilliance of the execution by the New England Patriots, or even what it means to both of these teams going forward, and we'll get into that in just a second here. And where I really want to go is back to what I was talking about at the very end of the last segment, and that's the execution. Again, the game plan was brilliant, and it's one of the key things that put the Patriots in a position to win this football game. But at the end of the day, it was the execution and the difference in the level of execution by the Patriots compared to the Texans that was the difference. If the Texans executed on the level the Patriots did, they win this game, because the realities are they have, with Brissett at quarterback, the realities are the Texans have more weapons and more ability to put up points. But the Texans executed so poorly and the Patriots executed so perfectly. That was the difference. Coaching was a factor, but that was the difference. And I don't think you're going to hear a lot of people talk about that. You know, when you look at this, you look at the Texans losing the battle of turnovers 3-0. And I talked about that earlier with execution. Jacoby Brissett didn't do much, throwing for only 103 yards, very few passes down the field. And a lot of the yardage that the New England got in the passing game was on run after the catch stuff. And where the game plan came in, it was keeping that Texans defense off balance with the jet sweeps and the quarterback keepers and the read option and some of the different elements they threw at Houston. But where the execution came in, minimal mistakes by New England. They did not turn over the ball. On both sides of the ball, they were incredibly efficient. And they killed Houston in special teams. And I think ultimately that's where the difference lies. You know, we talked about the execution, and I think it really showed so much in the special teams. You know, the 3-0 advantage in turnovers, the two notable turnovers in this game came on special teams, both of them on kickoffs. And you heard the highlight package earlier on in the show. Those two fumbles put a limited New England Patriots offense in a position to execute short drives and have those incredibly short scoring drives that put 14 points on the board that ended up being pivotal in this one. The third touchdown was a worn down Texans defense being gored by LeGarrette Blount. So when I look at this game, I see execution. I see 3-0 advantage in turnovers. I see huge advantage in special teams in particular, where the two kickoff return fumbles turn into 14 New England Patriots points. And it becomes a situation where when this game was in doubt, those were the only drives that the New England Patriots offense was able to finish. They were able to put together a couple of other solid drives, but as they got in the red zone, they bogged down and New England settled for field goals. Because when you look at the total yards, 284 Houston, 282 New England, Houston actually with the advantage in time of possession, 31-22 to 28-38. But you look, 3-0 in turnovers. That's the one that really gets you. 3-0 in turnovers. Any other thing? And maybe the guy nobody's talking about in this game, but perhaps as opposed to Jacoby Brissett, Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniel, or anybody else, the MVP of this game is Ryan Allen, the New England Patriots punter, who pinned the Texans back inside the 24 times and two other times inside the 10. So even what little the Texans could get going offensively, it was short-circuited by the length of the drives. And realize something, the Texans, no chunk plays. No chunk plays. Poor execution. It was an incredibly patient offense that because of less than great effort on third down, 6-for-15 third down efficiency, not awful, key penalties in big spots, key drops, and an inability to make those big chunk plays and be explosive offensively at times, their drives all bogged down. I mean, they didn't move the ball great. The numbers say that. But the glaring thing was the no chunk plays, the no 20-plus plays. That's where a Houston Texans team, when you're playing a team that has Jacoby Brissett under center at quarterback, that's where you have to have your advantage, and that's what you have to exploit. And that's not what happened here. The Patriots' defense came to play, and they were great. They didn't allow any chunk plays. And literally because of the punter in Ryan Allen and the long field and the poor field position that Houston was saddled with all game long, they couldn't even get into New England territory until I think there was like 1:14 left in the third quarter before they got into New England territory. That's very telling. That's very telling. So those are really the storylines in this game for me. You were in your own building, most people not giving you any chance to win. I didn't think they'd win either. You win a game where you hide your quarterback, and it literally steal a football game. You want a football game where you hid your quarterback. And the reason you did it is your players were so well prepared. Your offensive game plan was brilliant in that it allowed you to hide your quarterback and still have some success. And you killed your opposition on special teams, and you had a 3-0 advantage in turnovers. That's really the story of this game. It was out-coaching and execution. The 27-0 score talks to the level of dominance and the fact that you won every facet of this football game, and they really did. It's a great job by the New England Patriots. And for the Houston Texans, this is inexcusable in many ways. This is the kind of game you have to win. You've got to find a way to make a few chunk plays, and you got to finish some drives. You can't go until 1:14 left in the third quarter and not even run a play in Patriots territory. That's inexcusable. That means no chunk plays from Osweiler, who was very average. He threw one pick, could have thrown two. But more than that, he couldn't connect down the field with his receivers. They've got explosive receivers. One of them's a stud. One of them potentially is, other than the case of the dropsies. You've got in Lamar Miller, a running back that can get tough yardage, but can also be explosive, could be a factor in space in the passing game. And you didn't get any of that stuff going. You then take a team that, you know, you're watching the game unfold and you realize, okay, they can make some plays here and there and they can fool you and do some things and perhaps have a drive or two. But ultimately, when the field gets narrow because of their limitations, they're not going to score touchdowns. They're going to kick field goals. Well, you fumble the ball twice on kickoffs and give them short field. You basically gave him an invitation to score 7 points twice. That's what kills you. And that's what I mean about execution. And then the other part of execution is a punter who pins you back 6 times inside your own 20, twice inside your own 10. That was this game. What does it mean going forward? It means that the Pats have the best coaching staff we've ever seen in NFL history. Belichick is that great. You may not like him as a human being. You may hate him for you may dislike him as a football coach because you root against the Patriots, and you don't like him because his teams cheat more than other teams and they get caught. But him and his staff are one for the ages. What they're able to do and the things they're able to do and the adjustments they're able to make. This was a great victory for them, and it puts them in prime position to have Tom Brady return and either be 3-1 and 4-0 without not only Tom Brady, but ultimately the backup that you weren't worried about, Jimmy Garoppolo. So the Patriots will win the AFC East again and go in as a top 2 seed in the AFC playoffs. And perhaps they're on their way back to the Super Bowl because their defense is better than everybody thinks. They now have a physical offensive line. They're going to get balance. It's the beat keeps on going for the keeps on rolling along for the Patriots. For the Texans, it's one loss. It's a bad loss. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. They're going to be better in November than they are in September. And Phil Simms alluded to it at the end of the broadcast. stay in contention, peak at the right time. The pieces are there. I talked to you about the ability of this offense to make chunk plays. Make them. They just have to be more consistent and patient in the underneath stuff. They were patient yesterday. They lacked consistency, and Osweiler was one of the problems there. He did not play well. And once again, did not make great decisions and did not make great plays in those underneath situations. And when you don't get the chunk plays on top of it, you're really going to struggle. Next up, we'll get into Week 3 NFL Sunday. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. More of the Spano and Black Attack after this.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league. Like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the costs with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
Well, if you ever came here, it's not a bad place to live either. As we roll on with the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline, I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it down to 140 characters at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Focus thus far has been on the Thursday night football matchup between the Patriots and the Texans. And we talked about, we've talked about it eight ways to Sunday, whether it be Bill Belichick out coaching Bill O'Brien and his staff, whether it be execution was the difference. And we've even speculated on what this victory for the Patriots and loss for the Texans means going forward. So you can weigh in on all of that at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Going to kind of wrap it up before we roll into the Sunday into the Week 3 Sunday NFL action? It's one game. It's one of 16. Houston's now 2-1. They're good. They're real good. The defense is real good. And once again, New England neutralizes J.J. Watt after he had a couple of sacks last week. The Texans are going to be fine. And offensively, they're going to be better in November than they are in September. Brock Osweiler can make big chunk plays. He's got the weapons in the passing game to make those chunk plays. They can run the football. The offensive line, a little bit of state of transition, dealing with some injuries. It's one of 16. They're going to be fine. They're going to be a playoff team with a chance to make a deep run. The fact that they can be explosive on offense, that's going to serve them well. And defensively, they are the same team. So I wouldn't worry too much about this loss if I was the Texans. It smarts today because you got out-executed and you got out-coached. But as Phil Simms said in that broadcast, it's all about getting to the playoffs and peaking at the right time, much like boxers. You want to be healthy and peaking at the right time, and December and January are those times. And this team will come together and be better, when I say this team, the Texans, in November than they are right now. For New England, they just showed you why they've been at or near the top of the game for a decade and a half. Bill Belichick is so good, and his staffs are so brilliant. And this team on this night executed so well. And they're in many ways playing with house money. They're going to get Tom Brady back for week 5 at Cleveland. And they very well may go into that game 4-0 or at the very worst 3-1. So the beat just keeps rolling on and keeps going along for the New England Patriots, who will make a deep run in the AFC playoffs once again. Because they've showed you, whether it's Tom Brady, Jimmy Garoppolo, or Jacoby Brissett, for one week anyway, under center, they can win games. Let's go to Week 3 NFL Sunday action. We'll start in Miami. 0-2 Dolphins host the 0-2 Browns. Dolphins are a 9.5-point favorite. Don't know that the Dolphins should be a 9.5-point favorite over anybody in the National Football League, to be quite honest with you. But if there's a team in the league they should be a 9.5-point favorite over, it's the Browns. This is one of those friends and family games. I don't know anybody's going to be watching this with any sort of intensity unless you're a fan of the Dolphins, Browns, or you got friends and family on the team. That said, Dolphins come home. Weather will be a factor, as it's always warm in South Florida this time of year. And the Dolphins, while they're not particularly good and their record says so, they've got too much talent to lose to a Browns team at home that is starting Cody Kessler at quarterback in his first NFL start. It just so happens to be their fifth quarterback starting a regular season game in their last 5 regular season games going back to last season. So it's a franchise in turmoil. It continues to be in turmoil. They'll be without their leading receiver, Corey Coleman, on top of that. It's going to be a very, very long day for the Browns in Miami. I like the Dolphins to roll and get off the schneid and improve to 1-2. For the Browns, they're getting in position to pick that franchise quarterback because it looks like they're going to be finishing at the very top of the NFL draft and at the very bottom of the league standings. Let's head to New Era Stadium in Buffalo, where the 0-2 Bills host the 1-1 Arizona Cardinals. This is a West Coast team coming east. Usually takes a while for those teams to get going. The Bills are a 4-point underdog in their own building. Very good reason for that. You talk about a team in turmoil, they are that. There's a great deal of turmoil swirling around the Bills right now. Talent-wise, they're not as good as the Arizona Cardinals. They're not as bad as their 0-2 record and their performance would indicate. But they're not as good as the Arizona Cardinals. Sammy Watkins is still banged up, and he hasn't been a big factor this year. And the Cardinals are loaded. Carson Palmer, David Johnson, the bevy of receivers, the new-look offensive line, a defense that adds more and more pieces. And if the Week 1 loss to New England is what's bugging you about the Cardinals, don't let it bother you. New England beats everybody. And Garoppolo looks like he's the real deal. So the Cardinals are back on the beam, as it were. They're back on schedule. They've reverted back to their form. They're one of the very best teams in football. It'll take them a while to get started on Sunday because of the body clock factor, but ultimately their superior talent, their superior unity as an organization, while the Bills are now getting to the point where there's the finger pointing and everybody's out for themselves to protect themselves and keep their own job, whether it be in Buffalo or somewhere else, I think eventually the Cardinals overcome the Bills in what will probably be a somewhat lackluster effort by the Cardinals, but it'll result in victory. The Cardinals will climb to 2-1. The Bills will fall to 0-3. And then they'll have to head to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough to take on the 3-0 New England Patriots next week. Boy, it's starting to look like Rex is not, forget making it through the season. He may not make it to the halfway point. Greg Roman's already gone, and I got a feeling Rex and Rob Ryan are soon out the door, right behind them. Pair of 1-1 teams lock up in Nashville. Tennessee Titans versus the Oakland Raiders. Titans are a 2-point favorite in this game. The Raiders have been very uneven thus far. Offense has been pretty good, albeit inconsistent. They haven't run the ball particularly well or particularly consistently. And the defense has been putrid. For Tennessee, it was going to be all about the running game. Their running game has been a little inconsistent. Let's be fair about it. It's been a little inconsistent. It hasn't been the consistent, steady run attack that you've hoped for. They've broken off a few more chunk plays in the running game than maybe you expected. And Mariota's put the ball up more than you probably expected, or for that matter, may even want. It's resulted in some plays, but it's resulted in some turnovers that have proven costly, particularly in the Minnesota game. That said, this one is in Tennessee. You got a Raiders team coming east. We saw them come east against New Orleans, and it took them a while to get going. It's going to take them a while to get going in this one. And this one's going to be close. The score is going to be a lot more where Tennessee wants it than where Oakland wants it. But ultimately, the volume of offensive weapons in Oakland, coupled with a return from some key pieces in the secondary, I think that's going to be just enough for the Raiders to prevail in Tennessee over the Titans. But this is one of those games that makes you realize why I've talked so glowingly about the Titans. This is not the same team that won two games last year. They're going to be a different and better football team. They may not win a ton more games, but each and every week they will compete and be close. They could have and should have won the Minnesota game and controlled it for the first half. They found a way to beat the Lions to even their record. They're going to play the Raiders real close, and you're going to start to realize they are a tough out every week. They're building something in Tennessee, and they're not as far away as you would think. But I do like the Raiders to prevail. We move on to Jacksonville, where the 0-2 Jaguars, who to me have been, I guess, amongst the biggest disappointments in the National Football League thus far, they host the 2-0 Baltimore Ravens. Jaguars find themselves a 1-point underdog at home. They haven't run the ball well. Blake Bortles has not played well, and the defense has been disappointing. But they have more talent than the Ravens. The Ravens are just not that good. They're 2-0, but they're not a great football team. The Jaguars are going to have to, they're going to get it righted in their building, and they're going to do it this Sunday. I don't know when they're going to get Chris Ivory back, but they've got to find a way to run the football, and Bortles has to be better. And because they're desperate, he will be better. They're a desperate team at home. Team in many ways in the early going, playing with some house money on the road. Don't know that anybody expected the Ravens to be 2-0 at this point. And they've played pretty well, but they're far from a great football team. I think the Jaguars are more talented. They've got to start to learn how to win. They're in a must-win situation. Gus Bradley up against it here. I think the Jaguars find a way as a home dog to steal this game and maybe give you a glimpse into how good they can be. We now move on. More 1 o'clock action. 2-0 New York Giants host the 0-2 Washington Redskins. Kirk Cousins has been pretty darn lousy thus far. You're hearing rumblings that some in Washington are unhappy with his play. For the Giants, Eli Manning's been pretty good. The offense has been far from spectacular, as the offensive line's not good. They can't run the ball with any regularity or consistency. The passing game has its moments, but it also lacks consistency, as the entire offense does. Maybe there's a growth factor here as they stabilize this offensive line a little bit. They can get the running game going, but they certainly have a lot of weapons in the passing game with Sterling Shepard and Odell Beckham Jr. and Victor Cruz. All these guys can get open and win their matchups, because when you shade the coverage towards Beckham and Shepard and Cruz get one-on-one, they're going to win. The tight ends can be factors in the passing game as well, and guys like Shane Vereen and Jennings can be factors in the pass game as well. And defensively, they are terrific. They can stop the run. They have the pieces to get up after the quarterback. They can cover. They've put a lot of resources into their back line, and their linebackers are far more athletic than they've been the last few years. And what they also do is carry out their assignments to perfection. They do not freelance. So when you put this all together, you got to love the defense. The offense is a work in progress, but they found a way to win a couple of close games. The Redskins, the offense has been lousy. Defense hasn't been good either. Run game's been a non-factor. I got to like the Giants here. I don't know how the Redskins come into MetLife Stadium and topple the Giants in this one, just based on how they're playing. Cousins has been lousy. Pressure's on him. Teammates are frustrated. He's probably frustrated. Didn't take the multi-year deal. Manning is the better quarterback right now. Neither team have much of a running game. As good as the wide receivers are for the Redskins, and as a unit, they potentially could be the NFL's best, the Giants are every bit the equal as far as the quality of weapons in the passing game. And the Giants' defense is better than a Redskins defense. They're going to stop the run. They're not easy to pass on because they have the ability to rush the passer with four and be creative bringing blitzers, and they certainly can cover a lot of people one-on-one with those great corners. We'll tie a bow around hour one on the other side. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Well, I don't know if there's anything to cry about. As we continue here on the Spano and Black Attack, I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY to join the fray, 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Again, you can weigh in your thoughts on all the topics we discussed as it related to the Thursday night matchup between the Patriots and the Texans. You can weigh in with your thoughts on your favorite team on this upcoming, or favorite matchup for that matter, on this upcoming Week 3 NFL Sunday. Those are all fair game at 800-878-PLAY. But to kind of wrap up the Giants and Redskins, Giants passing game has been pretty good statistically. Run game hasn't. Defense has been great at stopping the run. They've been very solid in pass protection. The pressure hasn't been there consistently yet. It hasn't shown up in sacks, and they've had to use some creative blitzes to actually get to the quarterback. I think with Vernon and JPP and some of the other pieces, that'll come as the season comes along. Big thing for the Giants, and I think they're going to win this game. I think the big thing for them is finishing drives. They've settled for a lot of red zone field goals, and that can prove costly. If they do too much of that against the Redskins, they're going to allow this Redskins team to hang around, and that may cost them. Realities are, neither team runs the ball well. The Redskins actually run it worse than the Giants, and the Giants have a much better defense right now. They're in their own building, and quarterback play, the Giants have the edge. Cousins is not playing well, and Eli is. And I think all those things will rear their head in favor of the Giants. But it'll be an intriguing NFC East matchup to watch. We'll step aside now here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But in just a few, I'll be back with Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The family of a man killed by a police officer in Charlotte, North Carolina a few days ago still wants video of that shooting released to the public. The family and their lawyers have seen the video, and one of those lawyers says,
"It leaves more questions than answers, honestly."
Police say the 43-year-old black man was holding a gun and was threatening officers when a black officer shot and killed him.
Looting, breaking glass, those things are not going to advance the cause.
President Obama speaking to ABC's Good Morning America about what happened in Charlotte the first two nights of protesting after that shooting. A third night of protests in Charlotte last night, a lot more peaceful, so much so police didn't even enforce a curfew. In Oklahoma, a white Tulsa police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black man earlier this week is now facing first-degree manslaughter. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with the local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
500 million Yahoo accounts were breached since 2014.
After a huge security breach of Yahoo email, one of the founders of the Department of Homeland Security says he thinks it's time for Yahoo Mail users to switch email providers.
I would, and I would use one that's more that's smarter and encrypted.
Gary Malefsky, now with Snoopwall, says Yahoo could have protected its users from criminals if it had stronger encryption. And he points out the 500 million records were stolen in plain sight. The stolen data includes names, email addresses, phone numbers, birthdays, and passwords, as well as password security answers. Yahoo announcing the hack on Thursday, saying users should change their passwords and be on the lookout for any suspicious activity. The FBI says it's trying to determine whether a federal investigation will be pursued against actor Brad Pitt following reports that he became physically and verbally abusive towards his kids last week. His wife, Angelina Jolie, filed for divorce a few days later. This is USA Radio News.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit riteaid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Anthony Weiner's continued sexting adventures could now lead to some criminal charges at the federal level, as we hear from correspondent Mitch Levy in New York.
Weiner may now be in for some big trouble. Federal investigators have issued a subpoena for the former congressman's cell phone, and they're seeking other records as well. This follows numerous reports that Weiner had an 8-month online sexual relationship with a 15-year-old high school girl. Because of the girl's age, criminal charges could follow. The NYPD's Special Victims Unit is also investigating the situation because Weiner was allegedly involved with a minor. But so far, no one has filed a complaint against him. Mitch Levy, New York.
Hofstra University is gearing up for the first presidential debate.
Vice President of University Relations Melissa Connolly says students are excited.
People taking pictures of the signs as they go up and putting them on social media. It's one of the best things about having the debate is the anticipation of it.
Leading up to the debate, Connolly says students can attend lectures on campus along with other events about the election. Some 7,000 students have entered a lottery to attend the debate Monday night, but as in past debates, only a few hundred seats were available. Lisa G., New York.
And after several terrorist-related incidents on U.S. soil in recent days, there was very high security at last night's Monday night football game. No problems reported, except for the Texans. They were beaten by the Pats 27-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to get involved again is 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56, at Sports Byline USA in 140 characters or less. This Football Friday has been jam-packed. We're guest-free. It's just been you and me, but we recap. The Thursday night matchup is only we can do, and we're getting involved in breaking down each and every one of the Week 3 Sunday matchups, and we'll continue our journey in Hour 2 after we finish breaking down all and previewing all the upcoming Week 3 Sunday action. We'll give you a quick recap of Clemson's 26-7 victory over Georgia Tech on Thursday night college football, and then we want to get to Steve Clevenger's tweets. They're controversial. They're offensive. I'll weigh in with my thoughts on that before we get out the door. But now, as we do at the top of each and every hour, let's take a little time and remind people the myriad of ways that they can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network on the go with them via their devices. There's our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. Got a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen, and a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage. So check all that more out at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They're downloadable to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based. And they all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. So download them all or whichever one you see fit. You can also check us out, and our service people really love this. It's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all of them can check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack, and we thank these service people for their service to the greatest country in the world. Up next, we'll continue our journey through a week through three NFL Sunday. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS, or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you Gotta check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
We're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
Hey, that's really good, man. Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio. I'm in the
mood. You hear me talking, hillbilly boy?
Well, if you're in the mood for sports, you're certainly in the right place. This is the Spano and Black Attack, and we're hanging out with you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. Join the conversation by dialing me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And again, a myriad of topics on the agenda that you can discuss. Anything, any of your takeaways from the Thursday night football matchup between the Pats and the Texans, or anything on your favorite team or favorite matchup from this Week 3 NFL Sunday. They're all fair game at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529. We'll continue our journey through Week 3 NFL Sunday right now. More 1 o'clock matchups. The 1-1 Carolina Panthers, they're a 7-point favorite at home in Charlotte, and they host the 2-0 Minnesota Vikings, who will be without Adrian Peterson. Well, this is an interesting football game, and each team is dealing with its own unique set of issues and distractions. And let's break this down a little bit. And with the Panthers, obviously, injury to Jonathan Stewart. He's going to be out multiple weeks. It looks like it's going to be Fozzie Whitaker as their starting running back. Mike Tolbert will make some contributions. But they still have Cam Newton and those weapons in the passing game and that terrific defense. For the Vikings, Sam Bradford and Stephon Diggs, great in week two. They bring a great defense to Minnesota as well. But they have no Adrian Peterson. They got to piece it together with Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata. So it's a very intriguing matchup as far as the relative health of these two teams and where they are. And then you have the Panthers dealing with the distractions right in their own backyard. The tension in the community that's resulted in protests, riots, looting. That weighs on a team like this. You've got a state of emergency declared for the area. They anticipate the game being played in Charlotte on Sunday afternoon and not having to be moved. But these type of distractions weigh on a team as they're sitting there and waiting for some pretty quality opposition to come in. And while the Vikings come in without Adrian Peterson, again, as I said, and I don't want to get too excited about Sam Bradford, Stephon Diggs can become the man. It looks like he's on his way to becoming the man of that in that offense. And McKinnon and Asiata present a 1-2 punch that can give you some different looks and do some different things. And with the defense focusing more on that passing game, it can open some things up for that running game to be fairly productive. And it could be a situation where the passing game sets up the run here. And they're able to run the ball better than they have the first 2 weeks, perhaps. Bradford behind that offensive line, which is a little beat up. Matt Khalil, left tackle, is going to be out for a while. They haven't been particularly good either grading road or protecting the quarterback. They're going to get better grading road as the season goes on. How good they're going to be protecting the quarterback remains to be seen. And Bradford's a quarterback that needs to be protected. But he's healthy and upright right now. He's learning the offense more and more each week. He's comfortable already with Diggs. Diggs looks like a true number one and a difference maker. Both teams have great defenses. The Minnesota defense right now, I think, is actually playing better than the Panthers defense. And I think when you couple both teams dealing with running back injuries, you got the Panthers dealing with the additional distractions. I kind of like Minnesota coming into Carolina and scoring the upset. I know both teams dealing with injury issues, and I know the Vikings are dealing with injury issues on both sides of the football. But in any event, for me, and in particular, their issues on the injuries are on the offensive side of the ball. But that Vikings defense, to me, is lethal. And I think it's going to be, in many ways, the difference in the game, because right now, with the relative health of both of these teams, I don't really see any clear advantage offensively for either one. So while the Panthers are a 7-point favorite in this one, don't be shocked if the Vikings go in there and pull this upset. Just saying. I could be wrong. I'm wrong a lot, but I make bold predictions, and that's one of those bold ones. The Vikings improved to 3-0 and show with their great defense why they could perhaps be truly one of the elite teams in the NFC. And it'll be a measuring stick for their offense and where it is. It's going to be an interesting watch at the very least. 1-1 Bengals host the 2-0 Broncos. Broncos are all about that defense right now. Their offense, it's C.J. Anderson pounding the rock, creative blocking schemes on offense. And defensively, they're every bit as dominant as they were last year. Cincinnati, the defense has been solid. The offense has sputtered at times. And I know the numbers look good because they've thrown it for a lot of yards in the air. They haven't been able to run the football in 2 weeks. Tyler Eifert, I don't think he's going to be back for this game. He's practiced again, but he'd be so important in concert with A.J. Green and Tyler Boyd to open things up and have that passing game be efficient and productive as opposed to just putting up big yards. The defense for Cincinnati hasn't been as good as we had hoped for in this early season. Denver's, on the other hand, has dominated this early season. The offense, Trevor Siemian's done some good things. Have they been great in the passing game? No, but they've been terrific running the football. And the defense, again, has been incredible in the passing game. This is anybody's football game for me. I think it's one of those things where desperation comes into play here. I don't think Cincinnati wants to end up being 1-2 on the season. It's a home game. You're going to have to ask Trevor Siemian perhaps in a shootout, not a shootout, but in a game where the scores start to ramp up a little bit. You're going to have to ask him to go point for point with Andy Dalton, and I don't like their chances of success. I have a feeling in what is a very close game, I think this is one where the Cincinnati Bengals find a way to win this football game. I know it was ugly last week against Pittsburgh. Dalton played badly. I know they'll play better once they get Tyler Eifert back, but I think they have enough here to beat Denver. You know, if the game doesn't go as they want to, they can struggle. I like Trevor Siemian. I think he'll have a job in this league for a long time. I don't know whether it's as a starter. He's done some good things. They're not doing a lot in the passing game. again, we talked about how creative the running game is with C.J. Anderson and those creative run-blocking schemes, and he looks like a different football player. But the Bengals are normally tough with that defense against the run. And if they can shut down that running game and force Trevor Siemian to have to do some things and make this kind of a shootout with Andy Dalton where he has to match Dalton play for play, I just flat out at this stage of things don't think he can do it. So I'll take Cincinnati at home in what may be deemed, despite the fact they're a three-point favorite, a minor upset. Last of the 1 o'clock games, and I don't know that we're going to get to finish this on this side. We'll probably have to get to it in the next segment. Pair of 1-1 teams lock up, Packers and Lions. And this is a game important for both teams. It's a division matchup. It's one that could have playoff implications, in particular for the Green Bay Packers. The Lions, thus far, have been a little better than people think. They could have beaten Tennessee, and they did beat Indianapolis. Now, victory over Indianapolis, I don't necessarily know what it means. But when we return, we'll dive a little deeper into Packers and Lions, and then we'll get to all the 4 o'clock action and the Sunday night special and leave the last segment of the show for a quick college football recap and our thoughts on Steve Clevenger's tweets. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Hey! Hey! Are you
Are you going to pay for that?
Talk to the hand.
Arnold Schwarzenegger brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. Join the conversation, 800-878-PLAY. That's 800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Last of the 1 o'clock games before we roll into later action on a Week 3 NFL Sunday. Pair of 1-1 teams again, as we said at the back of the last segment, Lions and Packers. This one in Lambeau Field. Packers are 7-point favorite. A lot of talk from Aaron Rodgers that, you know, in addressing the media and some of the talk about the Packers just not being the same football team offensively that they were in years past, and that the struggles in many ways from last year continue. On some level, that's true. Jordy Nelson, still not all the way back yet with 105 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns through 2 games. But I think the Packers' defense has improved an awful lot. Moving Clay Matthews back outside has helped a lot. You know, they've been hard to run on. They haven't been easy to throw on. And while the passing game has been far from dynamic for the Packers, they are 31st in the league in passing yards, and when did you ever see that? But they are running the ball better with Starks and Lacy. And that's helped a little bit. When it comes to the Lions, to me, they're frustrating in some ways. They could have beaten the Titans and probably should have. Offensively, they're running the ball much better than they have in years past. They're ninth in the league in running, and Matt Stafford is spinning the football. So, you know, but again, Amir Abdullah, there's issues there. You know, he was placed on injured reserve with a foot issue, so he's not going to be in the game. And I guess it's going to go down to Theo Riddick now to run the football. And he's more of a pass-catching option out of the backfield than every down runner. So I think that's going to hurt their offensive attack a little bit. Defensively, I don't trust the Lions. Stats aside, you know, and the stats have been bottom third of the league. They don't get off the field when they should. They don't make big plays. Green Bay going to come out a little smarting. I think here's where they can get their offense a little bit right. It may just not be as good as it's been in years past, but I think they have enough in their own building to beat a division foe in the Lions. So I like the Packers in this one, and I think it'll be fairly close because I don't think the Packers can beat anybody easily right now. 4 o'clock action. Buccaneers host the Rams. Rams are not good. I understand they beat Seattle. They always give Seattle trouble. Case Keenum and that Rams offense is awful. Their defense is not bad. The Buccaneers are a 5.5-point favorite. Jameis Winston coming off an awful game against Arizona. This Rams defense is good, but it's nowhere near in the class of Arizona. They're going to have to go to Charles Sims instead of Doug Martin. And they may be without Austin Seferian Jenkins, who was arrested for DUI and is still detained at this moment. So he may not be fully ready. The game's going to be closer than people think for those reasons. You're going to be without your primary running back. You're going to be without a fully prepared primary tight end. Going to be a lot of Mike Evans, a lot of Vincent Jackson. Winston will be much better than he was last week in the desert. And I think the Buccaneers will find a way to improve to 2-1 and win this game because the Rams just won't have the firepower to keep up. But the idea that it'll be easy, won't be easy. Pair of 1-1 teams lock up in Seattle as the Seahawks host the 49ers. Seattle always struggles in September. Should I worry about it? I don't think so. Will I worry about it? No. Will I worry about it in this one? No. One thing about the 49ers, they play with that up-tempo attack. Blaine Gabbert's been an okay signal caller for them and an okay game manager for them. They just don't have the talent. They'll fight hard. They'll hang around a little bit. They're division foes. But realities are, They're not good enough. This is one at home Seattle finds a way to win. Don't know if it'll be as easy as they hope for, but I think they'll get the victory to improve to 2-1. One of the feature events at 4 o'clock, 4:25 Eastern time. Pair of 2-0 teams in the battle of the state of Pennsylvania. 2-0 Eagles, 2-0 Steelers. Eagles are a 3.5-point underdog in their own building. You remember how great we were talking about Carson Wentz has been through the first two games, but remember we also cautioned you about the quality of the opposition? Well, that's going to rear its head here. The Steelers defensively are another level compared to what Carson Wentz has seen so far, not only as far as ability to execute and perform, but as far as the 3-4 looks that they will throw at Carson Wentz. So I think they'll fool Carson Wentz a little bit. They'll trick his eyes. And I think you'll see some mistakes and some confusion from Carson Wentz. That and the Steelers' offense is dynamic, led by Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown. And you're going to force Wentz into a shootout, not going to make him comfortable. I like the Steelers in this one going into Philly. I don't think it's going to be easy, but I do like it. It's a measuring stick game for Carson Wentz, and I think he's going to have his struggles, and the major difference in this game is going to be the quality and the lack of mistakes by one quarterback and the volume of mistakes by the other. So I'll take the Steelers in this one, and I think they'll cover the number as well. More 4 o'clock action. Pair of 1-1 teams lock up in Arrowhead, Chiefs and Jets. Chiefs are 3-point favorite at home. I'm not sure about the Chiefs. I'm not sure about the Jets either. I think the Jets are a talented team. They have found a way to not maximize opportunity despite running the ball well and throwing the ball through the air and being stout against the run. They've been poor in the red zone. They've got Gord in the deep passing game because Darrelle Revis can't cover anybody anymore. And they haven't maximized the yardage they've put up. I think they're better than Kansas City, and I even think they're better in Kansas City in Kansas City. And these are the type of games with the brutal schedule the Jets have early. They have to win. But if they're going to win, they're going to have to play better than they are. And so I'll take the Jets because I think it's there. But I think red zone, I think the red zone is going to be a key. You know, all these yards, turning them into 7 and not settling for 3. I think that's going to be important. Battle of turnovers. Do they have Brandon Marshall on Sunday? And knowing Brandon Marshall as I do, I think he'll play. Guys, as tough as they come. You may not always like his style, but it's as tough and productive as they come, an important piece for that Jet offense. So I think the Jets could go into Arrowhead and steal this one. Do I think it's easy? Hell no. But and do I think it's important they execute down in the red zone? Hell yeah. But I'll pick the Jets over the Chiefs in this one to pull the road upset. 0-2 Colts, 2.5-point favorite, host the Chargers. The Chargers have been, they've played a lot better than I thought they would. They battled the Chiefs tough, gave it up in the late third quarter and the fourth quarter and came up short there, and they dominated the Jaguars in San Diego. The Colts have struggled. They're dealing with injury, and their defense stinks. But I'm not trusting of San Diego in this spot. Dante Moncrief's going to be out a while. Philip Dorsett's going to take over that number two role, and I think that'll hurt a little bit. I think Indianapolis is going to need to run the football to make this one easy. I don't think anything's easy for the Colts because they got one thing. They got Andrew Luck. They don't have much else. They don't have a steady run game. They don't have a real good offensive line. Their defense stinks. I think Philip Rivers can match Andrew Luck, and they'll go back and forth in this one. I think ultimately being at home and having Andrew Luck, who is just that something special, and maybe a weapon or two more on offense, I'll take the Colts to find a way to win. They're 0-2. They have to win. Many ways the Chargers are playing with house money. I don't think anybody expected much out of the Chargers. I know I didn't. The fact that they're 1-1 on the year, it's house money. The Colts are desperate. And desperation in these situations sometimes is a huge factor. So I'll take the Colts here to win. Will it be easy? No. Will they be impressive? Probably not. And the Sunday night special won't be that special. 1-1 Cowboys host the 0-2 Bears. Much like the Bears defense couldn't challenge Carson Wentz in any way, it won't challenge Dak Prescott. Jay Cutler will not be under center. It'll probably be Brian Hoyer. The Bears can't run the football. They can't stop anybody. I think here's where that great Cowboy offensive line makes hay. And you see a lot of Ezekiel Elliott and some Alfred Morris build in. Prescott's not asked to do a lot. He does it well, doesn't turn over the football much. I like the Cowboys at home to improve to 2-1. I think they'll do it fairly comfortably, too, because I just don't think the Bears are that good. Up next, quick recap of the Thursday night college football matchup, Clemson and Georgia Tech, as Clemson gets ready for Louisville and Death Valley next Saturday night. We'll quickly break that down, and then we'll get into the offensive tweets of Steve Clevenger. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
And now today's pep talk from John Deere. Sometimes you walk away from something great just because you think it's out of your league, like that big DIY project or the equipment you really want. Did you know compact tractors are built to work harder and more efficient than ever before? Industry-leading features like drive-over mower decks and quick park loaders go on and off like your favorite pair of work gloves. And great offers fit into your budget just as easily. Stop settling for less than you deserve. It's time to reconsider the best. And now a word from John Deere.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and a free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into 2 smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY to join the discussion. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Again, you can weigh in on a whole lot of different things here on the attack, whether it be the fallout from the Thursday night game between the Pats and the Texans, whether it be any and all of your favorite matchups and or your favorite team as it relates to their Week 3 Sunday matchup in the NFL, weigh in on that. Or you can talk to us about a little college football as Clemson takes care of their business 26-7 over Georgia Tech. The Clemson Tigers are now 4-0 and none down on the season, while Georgia Tech falls to 3-1. Clemson will maintain their top five ranking in the country. Real quick on this football game, because I really don't have a lot here, and then I want to get to the tweets from Steve Clevenger. This was a dominant effort, in particular on defense from Clemson. Georgia Tech couldn't do anything in this football game offensively. They did put up 7 late points, but the stats tell the story. 24 first downs for Clemson, only 11 for Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech just 2 for 12 on third down and only 124 total yards in the game. And you have an option team who didn't have the advantage in time of possession, only possessing the ball for a little over 28 minutes, while Clemson had it for almost 32. Clemson solid, 442 total yards, 10 for 18 on third down, 24 first downs, 138 yards rushing, a lot of penalties, a lot of sloppiness, not a lot of points for the amount of yards they put up. There's work to be done on defense. It's a game they could have put away much earlier. They were dominating this game early, and they didn't have the points to show for it. So, all in all, the defense, very impressive. The offense hasn't been impressive all year. They haven't run the ball with any consistency all year, and they've asked Deshaun Watson to do a lot more through the air, and success has been mixed at times. All I can say is this. If they play like they did, if they play next Saturday night in Death Valley against Louisville like they did this Thursday, they're not going to win, because Louisville will score on anybody. I don't care how good your defense is. Lamar Jackson and company will put up points on anybody. And if Clemson wants this to be a game, they're going to have to tax and push that Cardinals defense. And they're going to have to take advantage of things when they get in the red zone. Again, 21 points in this one on 6 red zone opportunities. That's not going to get it done. Clemson's looked up and down all year. They're going to need to bring something they haven't brought to any game they've played yet this year to that matchup next Saturday night in primetime in Death Valley, or they will come up short versus the Louisville Cardinal, and the Cardinal will have won 2 out of their 3 big tests with only Houston waiting in November. Then we get the Heisman hype for Lamar Jackson, and I'll say, I told you guys already, I knew this one was coming. And we'll also be looking at Louisville as a real national title contender. We previewed all the big college football action that's coming up on a college football Saturday. There's your recap of the Thursday night game. Now I want to get into something, I guess I'll call it a little more distasteful, and I think that's a fair way to describe it. And for those of you that haven't read them, go on Twitter or go hit any of the usual sports websites where you go for sports news, and read the tweets of Steve Clevenger. They're racist, they're offensive, and there's no place for them. His explanation of his tweets help, and his apology for how he phrased what he said and for being a distraction, it helps. But it's not enough, because at times I'm sorry's not always enough. Just because you're sorry doesn't undo the damage that you have done. And, you know, these tweets were extremely racist, extremely hate-filled. And there's really, as I said, there's no place for them in society, in sports, or anywhere else. Bob Nightingale, good friend of the show from USA Today, had an article where he called for the Mariners to release Steve Clevinger. And short of that, at the very least, suspend him for a chunk of the 2017 season. I don't know about releasing him. I certainly know there's no place for what he said. He must, there has to be a penalty and some suspension of some length coming from either the Mariners or the commissioner's office, I do think is in order. That said, I do want to go someplace else with this. And I'm probably going to go, and I'm going to go somewhere that some of you may not necessarily be comfortable. But stay with me, bear with me, and we're going to go for this, with this. You know, we've talked about how there's no place in society for the tweets of Steve Clevinger. And I've talked about a lot as we've talked about the increase in protests to try and enact changes in social injustices. And a lot of them have revolved around our country's national anthem. And I've talked about hate begetting hate and how that solves nothing. Whether it be the initial message from those that feel they're suffering the social injustice and they bring hatred, vitriol, and a lack of education or knowledge to their message, which gets their message off track, or those that are on the other side of this and their reaction is filled with hatred, vitriol, anger, and a lack of education. That, you know, in neither case does that help at all. When hate begets hate, nobody benefits. And no problems are solved. Instead of getting harmony and bringing everybody together and people not being judged on the basis of the color of their skin, their creed, their religion, their sexual orientation, or whatever. When the hate begets more hate, what you get is more separation and more division and more ugliness. So that's problem number one. And that's what's so wrong with Steve Clevinger's tweets. There's a hatred and a vitriol in there and an element that separates the races further. It does not bring them together. That's problem one. Problem two is the message is getting lost here now. And this is where the big problem comes a lot of times. Number one problem is hate begetting hate. You know, there's social injustices out there or and depending on your stance, you may say they're perceived. You may say they're real. You may say there's issues with law enforcement against African Americans. You may say that's perceived. The realities are there's a feeling in the African American community by many that there are a great deal of social injustices that they have to deal with. And I think on some level that is true. But again, the message has to be better and the hate begetting hate. So there's an issue if you deliver a message of hatred in an effort to try and enact changes to social injustices, your message will be met with resistance. If in reaction to protests about these social injustices, the blowback is hatred from the other side, as it were, well, then you get separation and more. You don't get solutions to these problems and these social injustices. What you get is more and more separation, hatred, blowback, and rivalry. And that's not what you want. And that's what neither side wants. That's the reality. The other part of this, and we talk a lot about the message getting off base. And that's the problem. A lot of times what happens is the message gets off base. You have this tragic situation in Charlotte where an African-American man was shot by law enforcement. Incidentally, the police officer was African-American as well. Now, I don't know how much that has to do with anything. there were questions about whether the victim had a gun or a book or whatever the scenario was. And you can understand, based on the conflicts of information, the tensions in this country right now with these situations, you can understand why there'd be protest. But here's where the message gets off track. An African-American man was shot by law enforcement. There's some debate whether these police officers actually feared for their life and had reason to do so or not. So as a result, there's protest in Charlotte. And that's fine. That's what this country is built upon, the right to protest and to make an effort to fix and right the wrongs. The problem where the message gets skewed and the message gets offline and the message gets lost is when you have a situation like this and then you have protests and the protests aren't peaceful. You have rioting and looting. You now have protesters under the guise on protesting the death of an African-American gentleman at the hands of law enforcement, but yet I'm throwing a rock through the window of a Best Buy and I'm stealing a television. What does that solve? So this is where the message gets offline, and this is where protesters lose credibility. When it turns from peaceful protest in an effort to enact social change to an excuse to riot, loot, damage, destroy, steal. This is where the message gets offline. And it's not just me saying it. Go read a great article I read in the Charlotte Observer by Scott Fowler. And he quotes one of the very best football players in the NFL and one of the NFL's very best human beings in Thomas Davis. He's won the NFL's highest award for community service. And he has talked at length about his sons about the importance of listening to the police, even though he has some personal struggles with the police shootings around the country. And he also talks about, and I'll read some quotes, that what happened Wednesday evening with the rioting and the looting and the vandalism and the other shooting that police say they weren't involved in, it doesn't solve anything. So it's not just coming from me, the white male. This is coming from the community, one of your own. Your message is getting skewed because it needs to be peaceful and articulate and based and steeped in knowledge and information and what's proper and right. Not hate begetting hate, anger begetting anger, violence begetting violence. The message gets lost and everybody just becomes more divided. And to quote Thomas Davis from this great article, and you need to read it, you see the rioting and stuff that's going on. For anybody that's out there listening, I just hope people realize that's not the answer. Next, I'll get you the rest of that quote. We'll tie a bow around this story as we take you home for a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We'll get ready to wrap things up here on the Spano and Black Attack, and we're doing it on kind of a sad note. On the heels of Steve Clevenger's hateful tweets, we're talking about the violence down in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm reading some quotes from Thomas Davis, and I hope this kind of puts everything in perspective. Again, I'll start from the top. You see the rioting and stuff that's going on, and this is from Thomas Davis, an African-American NFL player who's also won the highest NFL award for community service. For anybody that's out there listening, I just hope people realize that's not the answer. The only message you're sending doing it this way is that we're going to go out, we're going to be violent, we're going to be hoodlums, we're going to go ahead and conform to the image. That's well said. As an African-American male, we can't allow that to happen. That's not who we are. That's well said. When hate begets hate, and violence begets violence, and anger begets anger, and the message gets off track like this, you're conforming to the image, and you're feeding these racist and terrible and inflammatory tweets of a Steve Clevenger. That's the realities. Rise above. That's how you enact social change. Think of Dr. King and what he did. That's the real answer. Steve Clevenger, there's no excuse for. A lengthy suspension should be in order for him from Major League Baseball, the Seattle Mariners. But there's also no excuse for the rioting and looting. Rise above. Thomas Davis, one of your own, said it best. It's not just coming from me, the Caucasian male who doesn't understand. On that note, we're out of here. Thanks to Robert for pushing all the right buttons. Thanks to all of you for listening. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. Until Monday, when we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.